come on up front here. You can stand here and just tell us your story. Okay? And just check everyone out there. Look at them. See how handsome and beautiful they are. Okay? Yeah. And just go.
Okay. So. Yeah. So, I first accepted Christ at my friend's VBS, the Voyage theme, and they had the movies that it was fun, and their pastor told us to come on stage if we wanted to follow Christ. So I went up, and then he led us into a prayer to let God, in our hearts, and after that, it was sad to leave. Then I wanted to get baptized so I could go to heaven, not hell, because I want to go to heaven to see the things that God made and want to see my family in heaven. And I didn't want to go to hell because it's burning hot and they torture you. And also, it's very scary. Another reason is I want to get baptized to learn God's word and teach others. And so... And so other people can be a part of God's kingdom. And lastly, I want to get baptized so God can help me when I do at home and homework and stuff. Yeah.
Family is very proud of is that now every single member of the family has been baptized and is part of the Christian faith, right? Yeah, your older brother joined last year, became a Christian last year, right? Became baptized last year. Yeah. So to encourage your whole family, and maybe I can invite, I know that Wendy and Vincent are busy right now, but stand up anyway. I'm going to give to you this book to thank you for making this public profession of faith. This is a Bible, our study, that I think that might be fun. There are devotions every day, and so just enjoy it, okay? And we look forward to seeing you around. Okay, just give him a hand. Okay, next up, we have our dear brother, Anthony Hu. So come on up.
Hello, I don't have notes. Hi, my name is Anthony, and public speaking is my kryptonite, so please thank you for bearing with me. Most of you have been here for a while, and it seems like most of these testimonies start with, I grew up in the church, I grew up with a Christian family. Well, that's not the case for me. So, I would say that I've been an atheist for most of my life, and it was only until college when I decided to see Jesus in a different way. And I was at Cornell, and as you might know, it's pretty cold there. The schoolwork is pretty hard. It's pretty stressful. It was a pretty difficult time. And my mom was baptized at this very church when I was in high school, so she recommended that I go to a fellowship. And you know, I wasn't really a Christian at that time, but I had been trying various clubs and organizations, so I was like, hey, why not? You know, I might as well just go try it out at least. And so. I still remember my first day. I went to Chinese Bible study, and I guess God was trying to speak to me because they were having a guest speaker. Unfortunately, I can't remember his name, but he gave a lecture. It was titled "Why We Should Believe the Bible," and now I've always considered myself, you know, an engineer, scientist type, and so I generally don't believe things that can't be proven, and I usually fall back on logic rather than emotions. And that day was the first time when I heard a good logical argument about why I should read the Bible, why I should believe the Bible. And I won't go over all of his points, but I think one point really changed the way that I think about faith in general, and that is that it's not unusual to have faith, and there's nothing wrong with having faith, and there's nothing illogical about having faith. To give a really mundane example, every time you sit down in a chair, you don't try to prove first that the chair is not going to collapse when you sit. You have faith that the chair is going to support you when you sit down. And so I kind of realized that it's okay to have faith in things that necessarily can't be, proven mathematically, two columns, QED. That was my that was the beginning of my journey. And so now I joining this church, I hope to I hope to also be, give good arguments like that Reverend also did in time. I hope to appeal to maybe people who are more logical, and show them that you can be a logical person, you can be an educated person, you can be a scientific person, and you can still be a Christian. It's not mutually exclusive. Thanks.
Sorry, I couldn't get my timing right. Don't go yet, Anthony. Anthony, as you also know, has also been using his gifts to help us with our worship. He's our chief leading bass player, and he also has lots of musical talent and gifts, so you can catch him on YouTube. Oh, wow, was that a drum? For Anthony, I've got this I don't know if you've read C.S. Lewis's works. Okay, good. This is perfect. C.S. Lewis is a very famous British Christian writer. And he wrote two books that have been very, very meaningful for me. One is called Mere Christianity, and the other one is called The Screwtape Letters. And both of the books are here. So, Anthony, have fun with this. I start with The Screwtape Letters. It's a little bit more fun to read. Okay? C.S. Lewis. So, welcome again.
Thank you.
Now, we're checking to see, the screen works. All right, praise God. Let me go up a little higher. So we now want to turn our time to a little higher. Okay, let's go to the next slide then. Yes, thank you, Connor and Anthony. And these are the folks who joined us. Okay, we'll have the list on next week's bulletin. Okay, is it working? Huh? Yeah, we're moving to offerings. So, brothers and sisters, this is now the time for us to give thanks to God by offering to Him our best.